Susana Marino has three kids.
My oldest son was a Marine for 8 years and is now in medical school. My youngest son is now 11. And my middle son, Miguel, was direct file at age 16 and is currently in prison.
Direct file is just one of the ways a juvenile can be transferred to adult court for prosecution. In her case, Marino says her son, Miguel, was arrested as a teenager.
At age 16, with no prior record, Miguel was arrested for breaking into an occupied residence for several months with some friends who stole some video games and other electronics from the house. Without any input from me or a hearing in front of a judge, the prosecutor just chose to direct file my son.
And she says, as a result, he was sent to Newport Richey Detention Center.
At that jail, he was exposed to adult inmates. He was beaten, sexually humiliated, threatened with rape, forced to drink urine, and forced to lick the inside of the toilets with his tongue.
Miguel was later sentenced to house arrest to be followed by 4 years of adult probation, but Marino says it was later revoked after he violated it.
He violated his house arrest by not making curfew once on time because he was at work. And another time he went to CVS right behind our home to buy a gallon of milk. His probation was revoked, and he's now serving 4 years in adult prison for the offense he committed at 16. My son committed a serious mistake, and I know he should be punished for it, but he should have been handled by the juvenile justice system.
And during a recent hearing in the House, another parent, Jack Jones, spoke of his foster son who was a repeat juvenile offender and was direct file because of his latest crime.
It was a matter of taking surfboards out of a local surf station with a couple of buddies, and the state attorney just had had enough and said, we're direct filing you. And I can tell you, after living those years of the blood-curdling terrors and night screams of my son, it took him almost 2 years to stop wetting the bed and getting this stuff out of his system. But the brain trauma was still there.
Both Jones and Marino are among several backers of a bill aimed at trying to reform Florida's direct file system. The bill originally repealed Florida's direct file statute, but now it adds new criteria that needs to be followed before a determination is made that a juvenile is sentenced as an adult. It also allows prosecutors to direct file minors over the age of 15 for certain offenses, as well as 14 and 15-year-olds for murder, manslaughter, or sexual battery cases. While Representative Dave Kerner believes in some sort of reform, the Lakewood Democrat says prosecutors should still have full discretion in many crimes. He's a former special prosecutor for the Palm Beach State Attorney's Office.
As the bill is currently written in the amended form, there are some very serious crimes that will restrict the state attorney from using his or her discretion to direct file. Chief of, among those crimes are burglary of a dwelling, burglary while armed, burglary with the intent to commit assault or battery, arsons of an occupied home, strong arm robbery, aggravated battery with a weapon or firearm, possession of weapons on school campuses. And the list goes on, unfortunately.
And Buddy Jacobs with the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association urges caution on moving forward with this type of reform. And he adds state prosecutors are already making strides in this area.
Direct filings are down by 53% in the last 5 years. Of the 44,634 youth arrested in 13-14, 1,322 were transferred to adult court, or an average rate of 2.9%. Now, the Department of Juvenile Justice has said of those arrested that 9.2 were considered to be serious and violent and chronic offenders, and yet we only direct filed on 2.9%.
Still, Plantation Democratic Representative Katie Edwards, the bill's sponsor, says while she'll continue to work with stakeholders, this bill is needed, citing her own stats.
98% of the juveniles in adult court in Florida end up there pursuant to our state's direct file statute, which gives prosecutors unfair discretion to move a wide range of juvenile cases to adult court. That includes any 16 and 17-year-old accused of a felony with no involvement by a judge whatsoever. Florida's direct file law is not effectively serving public safety, Indeed, recent studies link transfers of juveniles to adult court and shows to increase, not decrease, recidivism rates.
And the measure passed the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee last week. Meanwhile, its Senate companion passed its first committee Monday. Both bills have two more stops to go before it heads to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.